This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, May 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Thompson outlines options for farm bill funding, plans for farm labor task force. NMPF submits petition, and FRA issues advisory on long trains. Thompson, unused funding, CCC, among farm bill funding options. House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn Thompson tells AgriPulse he's looking at several options for funding the next farm bill, including restrictions on the Commodity Credit Corporation and unspent pandemic relief assistance. The Biden administration, quote, dipped into billions from the CCC for programs, quote, that were not within the scope of eligibility, I don't believe. Thompson told AgriPulse's Sarah Wyatt during an appearance in Kansas City yesterday. Thompson is referring in part to Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack's $3 billion Climate Smart Commodities Initiative. And why it matters? Well, AgriPulse is told a restriction on CCC funding could yield as much as $10 billion in savings for use in the farm bill. By the way, a Senate Agriculture Subcommittee today takes a deep dive into the farm bill commodity title and the differences between farm groups on what Congress should do about the programs. Zippy Duvall, president of the American Farm Bureau Federation, and Rob LaRue, who heads the National Farmers Union, will be the leadoff witness. The subcommittee also will hear from representatives of 10 commodity groups. Most of the same groups testified at a marathon House Ag Subcommittee hearing last week. While there's broad support for addressing reference prices and the price loss coverage program, there are meaningful differences. Thompson also says he'll be announcing plans later this month for a special task force that will look at ag workforce issues with the hope of agreeing on a bipartisan bill that Congress can consider. My hope, my vision is we build one bill, not five or six, but one bill that the members of the Agriculture Committee can kind of rally around, he said. He says the task force will be charged with identifying what's producing, quote, the lack of certainty and reliability around ag labor, how that affects food security, and what to do about the problem. But he acknowledged the legislation would have to go through House Judiciary Committee. Thompson says formation of the task force is permitted under House rules and has the support of the committee's ranking member, Democrat David Scott of Georgia. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Daybreak is sponsored by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the third largest dairy co-op in the country. Edge is a powerful advocate of Washington for farmers throughout the upper Midwest. Among Edge's top priorities is milk pricing reform. Over its long history, the federal order system has aimed to serve farmers by ensuring the orderly marketing of fluid milk. But changing production and consumption patterns are rendering the system ineffective. Edge envisions changes that create flexibility, promote fairness, and strengthen the relationship between farmers and processors.
Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. USDA gets NMPF petition, responds to IDFA. USDA's Agriculture Marketing Service has another petition to examine as it determines its approach to federal milk marketing order reform. The National Milk Producers Federation submitted its petition on Monday and billed it as a more comprehensive approach than the processor-backed documents submitted earlier this year. NMPF, which represents producers, is also pushing for farm bill language to call on USDA to do regular reviews of the so-called make allowances used to determine dairy production costs. As for IDFA, well, USDA on Friday asked the International Dairy Foods Association, which represents dairy processors, for additional information as part of its petition. Jackie Fatka has the latest, including the specifics USDA wants from IDFA and her coverage on AgriPulse.com. EPA may be balking on EV RFS proposal. EPA may delay a decision due June 14th on whether to allow electric vehicles to generate credits under the renewable fuel standard, Reuters reported yesterday. Citing two sources familiar with the matter, the news service said the Biden administration may separate the EV provisions from the overall blending targets proposal because of concerns about legal challenges. University of Illinois economist Scott Irwin said in a Twitter thread that he links the demand for renewable diesel is the real reason behind the reconsideration of the renewable volume obligation proposal, which is expected to cover 3 years' worth of biofuel blending targets and must be finalized by June 14th in line with a consent decree. There has been major dismay among RD producers and feedstock producers, for example, soybean farmers, when EPA announced proposed RVOs for RFS for 2023 to 25. RVOs did not accommodate the boom in RD capacity. Soybean oil markets have been in a tailspin ever since. Behind the scenes, lobbying has to have focused on ways to get the total RVO increase for 23 to 25, Irwin said. First target, kill the eRINs program and slide that implied RVO from the D3, which is cellulosic, to the D4, D5 biodiesel advanced biofuel pool. Federal Railroad Administration warns railways on long trains. The Federal Railroad Administration is asking railroad companies to pay closer attention to the impacts that using longer trains can have on safety. The agency released a safety advisory yesterday recommending railroads work to prevent communications losses between end-of-train devices, lessen the impacts long trains may have on blocked crossings, and review operating rules and locomotive engineer certification programs to address, quote, operational complexities associated with the train length. Now, take note, the FRA specifically pointed to three significant derailment events since 2022 involving trains with more than 200 cars in its report. The agency said these incidents were potentially caused by train makeup and handling. Beef board membership would change slightly under a proposal. Idaho would get one more representative on the Cattlemen's Beef Promotion and Research Board, and Pennsylvania and Montana would each lose one under a proposed rule issued by the Agricultural Marketing Service today. The proposal also would remove the Maryland Industry Beef Council from the membership because cattlemen in that state voted to dissolve it. The overall membership of the board would go from 101 to 99. Finally, here's today's He Said It. I am proud of all I have done for Maryland. I've given my heart and soul to our great state, and I thank Marylanders for trusting me as your representative for all these years. Thank you, Maryland. That Ben Cardin, U.S. Senator from Maryland, on Twitter. Cardin announced yesterday he won't be running again next year after three terms of the U.S. Senate. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, May 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Dowling.